call our meeting to order on this February 4th. Twee, thank you for sending the agenda and materials. I think we all got that on Thursday. So moving on to the first item, which is approving the minutes from our January 21st meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second.
Thank you. Are there any friendly amendments, questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. Our next item is approving the loan portfolio for today. We have two loans at a little over $1.6 million. I'll move to approve the loans. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Josh. Rich, we'll turn it over to you to talk us through the two loans that we are reviewing today.
Thanks, Sarah. You know, loan number one is to the Lauderdale Lake Management District in Walworth County. You know, they're building a new clubhouse, and for a lake district, this is a fairly large loan. But this district has a very high equalized value, and this loan is using only 2% of their available debt limit of $56 million. The second loan is to the town of Blaine. This one's a little bit unusual. You know, we do a lot of loans that where the town needs to come up with the entire project cost and then is reimbursed by the state for a road project usually. But this is going to be reimbursed by FEMA, and it is for a recurring high water problem that they've had that damaged a bridge and requires new large box culverts and a spillway. So we expect this loan to be paid off within the next year or two. That's all I have for today.
Thanks, Rich. Are there any questions for Rich about the two loans that we're reviewing? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved, and we have no old business. We have no new business. So we're moving straight to routine business. We're going to have a quarterly investment report from our chief investment officer. So, Rich, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks again, Sarah. You know, I'm planning on making this report brief, but please let me know if you have any questions as we move through the review. As you know, I like to quote from our investment policy every so often. Our mission statement is as follows. The mission of the BCPL is to manage the assets of the school trust funds in a manner that maintains significant, stable, and sustainable distributions to fund beneficiaries, and to manage all assets and programs entrusted to the board in a prudent and professional manner, in accordance with the Wisconsin Constitution and applicable state law. You know, I'm not going to touch on the phrase mission accomplished, but I do believe that we have done a pretty good job fulfilling our mission. The first listed criteria for distributions is significant. The 2025 distribution is to be made in a few months and is at a new record amount of $70 million. These distributions are really making a difference for Wisconsin Public Schools. I've heard from several school librarians that other departments within their school are very jealous of this dedicated funding. This $70 million distribution for 2025 is 118% higher than the distribution made in 2017, the year our first investment policy was being put into place. Since then, we have generated a 10.25% compound annual growth rate in distributions. We should be very proud of this accomplishment. For comparison, inflation over the same period, which included some of the highest inflation rates of the last two generations, rose at a compound annual rate of 3.4%. That means our rate of growing distributions over the last 8 years has been at three times the rate of inflation. Another comparison would be how fast annual BCPL distributions rose over the 20 years prior to implementing our investment policy. These distributions rose at a compound annual rate of just 2.8%. The level of our distributions have certainly met the BCPL mission criteria of significant. The second mission criteria for our distributions is stable. Stable is a little more difficult to claim success. How can your distribution be called stable when it has risen from $40.6 million to $70 million over the past 3 years? That said, it's difficult to complain. The increase in distributions over the last few years was created by two major factors: the implementation of our investment policy and the increase in market interest rates. Future increases will be less dramatic because future changes in investment policies will be made in small increments. Stability will be an easier claim to make over the next decade. The third BCPL mission criteria for our distributions is sustainable. This final criteria is easy. Our investment policy prudently requires BCPL to maintain a minimum smoothing fund at 50% of the next targeted distribution. This smoothing fund is to be used to supplement annual distributions should market conditions ever cause a significant drop in earnings. Not only have we maintained the smoothing fund at this minimum required under our policy, we have saved a little extra for that potential rainy day. The Common School Fund Smoothing Fund now holds $14 million over and above this minimum required. And it was a conscious decision by the investment committee to hold back these additional funds. Let me explain the rationale. The targeted distribution is defined as the moving average of the past 5 years of earnings. With earnings growing so quickly, we needed to be careful. Both the targeted distribution and the minimum smoothing fund are lagging calculations using the past 5 years of data. When the leading number is moving up fast, for example, when income is growing quickly, the level of this lag can be significant. We knew that income growth would naturally slow down over time, and we did not want to be caught shorthanded when the moving average started to catch up to current earnings. The bottom line is that we take very seriously the first word in the industry standard investment authority provided to the BCPL by legislature in late 2016, prudent. To conclude this part of my report, you know, the board has been leading a successful mission. I would like to thank the board, members of the investment committee, and all BCPL staff for helping to create significant, stable, and sustainable distributions for our beneficiaries. Are there any questions before moving on to the quarterly reports?
Rich, can you maybe share, because you highlighted how much, you know, the fund has grown over the last 8 years in particular. How much do you know off the top of your head we've either invested or reinvested within that 8 years?
I do not have that number off the top of my head, but it is going to be the majority of all of our assets that have been reinvested.
So over $1 billion.
Easily, yep.
Okay.
I can get that number for you if you want.
That'd be great.
Okay. Moving on to the portfolio report, I don't have a whole lot to discuss today about the reports this quarter. When you are diversified, you are well protected from outside noise that might influence parts of the market. The number I focus on in the portfolio report is in the bottom right-hand corner, the projected income over the next 12 months. And this number has been really stable for the last 12 months as we have closed in on our allocation targets. Are there any questions on this page?
Go ahead. Not from us. No, I think we're good, Rick.
Okay, thanks. Moving on to the allocation report, my only comments are that the investment committee has made recent commitments to both the real estate and private debt asset classes. We talked about our commitment to the Nuveen Retail Fund at previous meetings, and that commitment has now been fully funded. Not shown on this report is a commitment the investment committee made at our last meeting. We voted to make a commitment of $25 million to a private debt fund called the Prudential Senior Loan Opportunities Fund II. Prudential has a 23-year track record of making secured loans to privately held companies, and this new fund is the second in a series now offered to outside investors. Our commitment to Fund 1 in this series is nearing the end of its investment phase and was made a few years ago, and the fund has performed extremely well with annual income exceeding 11%. We are highly confident in the Prudential underwriting and origination teams. Their strategies and focus on eliminating losses incurred within the portfolio are second to none. On a final note, the investment committee has a special meeting coming up to discuss some small recommended changes to our investment target allocations. We take a look at these allocations on a regular basis, and I will keep the board informed regarding progress made by the committee. Any changes approved by the investment committee will be brought before the board for a final vote at a future meeting. That's all I have for today, and I thank you for your time. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Rich. Any questions from the commissioners? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to our executive secretary's report. Tom, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Sarah. Well, last week I traveled to Rhinelander to meet with staff. Talked about a lot of things going on with our lands up there. And then I attended the morning session of the Wisconsin Towns Association, where I got to meet with Mike Colas, the head of the Towns Association, and also talk with Rob Swearingen, the state representative from that area. Then I headed to Chile, Wisconsin, for the ribbon cutting of their new community center and fire station. This was a public project that we had financed with a trust fund loan. And as a result of that, they had actually invited us for the ribbon cutting on 2 days' notice. It was out of my way, but I thought it was an important event because of the fact that they wanted, you know, someone from BCPL to help them celebrate. The whole community turned out. It was pretty amazing. The MC told the crowd that there were dignitaries in attendance, including me. Well, first the local folks spoke, then the state senator, then the state representative, and finally me. I thanked everyone on behalf of all the commissioners. And then I noted that as a Madison bureaucrat and a recovering attorney, I didn't think that I probably fit the definition of dignitary according to most of the people in the audience. The people love that. So it was a great event. It was great to see the end project that resulted from one of our loans. And it's great to see the community really celebrating that. Next up, we recently sold a couple parcels of trust lands in northern Wisconsin. One was from a sealed bid from just a few months ago. The other was actually approved by the board several years ago, but no one bid at that time. And unless the board expressly withdraws a property from sale after an event like that, it remains available for anyone to purchase that property at the appraised value. And that's what happened in this case. So we will be circulating land patents for signature in the near future. And it looks like we may have another land sale that Micah is queuing up for consideration in the near future. Finally, WEMTA, the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association, sent out invitations to their annual convention. This year it's going to be held on March 10th in Brookfield. And as usual, they are inviting BCPL, the commissioners, to attend. So I encourage you to check your calendars to see if you're able to go. It's a nice event to be in a room full of people that actually appreciates what we do. Any questions today?
Tom, was there anything of value that, like the Towns Association shared?
Most of the towns, I didn't stay for the whole meeting because I had to get to Chile, so I only stayed for the morning session. And most of what they were looking at were actually things that they were seeking legislatively, either to change the law or to hold the law in place and not make changes. But I always like to make sure that I'm keeping in touch with my COLAs. The one thing that does have a potential impact on us is I did talk with him a bit about the ARIP program, the Agricultural Road Improvement program that was tucked into the budget in the last go around. At that time, they put in $150 million to improve roads in rural areas where the state would pick up 90% of the cost. The community would have to pay for the road, get the project done, and then would seek reimbursement. But it would have to be on a road that there was previously a weight limit on, and they would have to take the weight limit off for the next 10 years. The program was wildly attractive, as you can imagine, if the state was going to pick up 90% of the cost. But it was also significantly delayed. This was something that concerned me at the time because I wasn't sure how big of a demand this would generate for the trust fund loan program, because most of the communities that are looking at this ARIP program are not the type of communities that have enough money in the bank to pay for the whole cost of the project and then seek reimbursement. And so the answer that I was getting was, even though they announced the first round of grantees back in the summer, they didn't really get around to actually signing the agreements with most of those communities until late December. So it's now those communities are just starting to look at getting their financing in place to actually move forward with those projects. They anticipate that the second round of grants, which was $100 million, will not take as long as the first round, but I wasn't getting any hard numbers in terms of dates that they could expect the official grants to go through on that. So.
Okay. And in Chile, Wisconsin, was it Karen Hurd and then was it Jesse James? Who are the two reps that were there?
Yes.
Right.
And let the record reflect that Senator Jesse James leaned over after my remarks and said, you know, I've known a lot of bureaucrats, because a lot of not very good ones. You're a good one. So it's amazing how far self-deprecating humor can take you some days.
For sure.
But it was a nice conversation with Karen Hurd, and it's nice to have that relationship because she's now on joint finance. So.
Yeah, and that's why I asked, is that Karen's on joint finance and Jesse's not, but he's still a lawmaker that has influence. So that's great.
Yes. Fully aware of the context of the surroundings there. So.
Well, thank you, Tom. Any questions from the commissioners? Moving on to my report is, as Tom mentioned, there is the WMTA conference. I think what we are doing right now is trying to coordinate when and how to make sure it's, you know, we do another great big check reveal. So we'll keep everybody posted as that is moving along. But that's all I have for my report. Any questions? Seeing none, are there any future agenda items? I move to adjourn then. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Good day.
Take care.
Thanks. See ya.